very high price. Health managers in England have admitted that the new out-of-hours medical helpline, NHS 111, has fallen below acceptable standards in some areas. The Coronation Street actor Bill Roach has been arrested on suspicion of raping a 15-year-old girl. BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4. Down the Line is back after this.
I'm standing on the Mount of Olives, taking in one of the most remarkable views probably in the world of the old city of Jerusalem.
John McCarthy takes an evocative journey across the Middle East.
We are surrounded by increasing numbers of people. Oh, and there's even a camel, with a woman looking terrified sitting on top of it.
Considering the vast changes to the physical and political landscape since the Prince of Wales made the trip in 1862.
Before the wall, we can go from here to Ramallah, just 5 minutes. Now, we cannot go to Jerusalem.
In a Prince's Footsteps, next Monday to Friday at 1:45 on BBC Radio 4.
Now on Radio 4, we join award-winning journalist Gary Bellamy for the first in a new series of Radio 4's groundbreaking phone-in program, Down the Line, brought to you by the creators of The Fast Show.
Hello?
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 Welcome back to a brand new series of Down the Line with me, the award-winning Gary Bellamy, where you, the great British public, have your say on the issues that matter. Phone us on 0808 11 00. Oh, hang on. Sorry, we have a technical glitch here. I got carried away and set the faders too high. I don't think you heard that because the music was too high. Hang on. Oh, heck. You know the score. I think I'm allowed to say heck, aren't I? After all, the Irish are allowed to say feck. Phone in on the usual number about whatever's keeping you awake at night. Like, how comes the Irish are allowed to say feck when we all know it's really f***? You know what I mean. Anything you like. I don't know. What are we talking about today? Food. What goes in it, where it comes from, and what's gone wrong with it? Quite literally, banzai. OK, I've got Robin Bowater on the phone. Hello, Robin.
Hello there, Gary.
Hi.
I'm surprised at you, Gary.
Why?
You've gone the way of everything else on Radio 4. The dumbing down.
In what way? Why?
The incessant use of music on Radio 4. You used it over your introduction in such a way I couldn't hear a single word you were saying.
Actually, that was a technical glitch.
Radio 4 is the last bastion of intelligent speech.
Mm.
And I can hardly listen to it anymore. There's music on everything. You know, if I'm trying to listen to a documentary on, I don't know, the coastal footpath or hysterectomies, it is not helped by suddenly some bit of illustrative pop music being put in, as if I'm a hyperactive teenager who's not going to listen unless Elvis Presley or somebody is singing over it. I'm going to have to remove your womb, or something like that.
Well, see, I really love music. I think it's great. And don't you think
that... I love music too, but there's a place for music. If I want to sit and listen to music, I will sit and listen to music. If I want to sit and listen to intelligent speech, I don't want to listen to music at the same time.
But it doesn't help for dramatic effect.
No, it's not at all. Do you think that Chekhov, when he initially wrote Three Sisters, felt the desire, the need to have an entire symphony orchestra on stage illustrating every... What? Sorry, what are you doing? What's that?
I'm just playing some music.
Why?
I just thought it would help with some of the calls. I mean, your call is an angry call, so I thought a bit of angry music might help.
I don't think my call is angry at all. My call is very reasoned. I'm making a perfectly ordinary point. And you see, the problem is, in our society, everything has to be sexed up, doesn't it?
Okay, that's not helping. Maybe I'll put something on a little bit quieter.
There is no escaping music in the modern world. Wherever you go to the shops and there's music there played to try and make you buy more things. I was in one of those modern shopping centres. There was music playing out of every single shop doorway. It was extremely hard to concentrate, and I bought several pairs of jeans by mistake.
But the thing is, isn't it...
My wife said to me when I got home, what on earth have you bought these jeans for? And I said, I don't know. There was some music playing,
okay.
And I felt impelled to buy jeans.
So what were you going to buy before you were sidetracked by the music?
Corduroys.
Hello!
Hello, it's the Pearly King.
Hello, Gary, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm the same as ever, mate.
I've got just the right bit of music for you. So what are you calling about today?
Oh, I'm ringing about all this food nonsense?
The horse meat scandal.
The horse meat scandal. Oh, turn that off, Gary, will you? That roll out the barrel.
Oh, sorry.
Drives me crackers. I can't have that no more. There's only three Cockney songs. Roll out the barrel, Daisy Daisy, the blooming lamb of Womp, we hear them all day.
There you go.
Gary, I've been eating all since I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Really?
Yes, yes, we all eat anything. All us lot.
Yes.
And we used to go up picking in the summertime down in Kent. We would go out early morning and we would catch ourselves anything to eat from the land. Badgers, rooks, crows. We'd catch it, we'd roast it up.
You'd catch a horse?
No, if the horses died off, we'd eat them. Of course we would. I mean, people have been eating horses for years.
I suppose the problem with this horse situation is that we are buying food we think is beef, yet it's horse meat.
Deception, ain't it, Gary? That's what we don't like.
Obviously, we can't taste the difference because it must be full of flavourings.
Tastes the same to me.
But I suppose, what do you think?
Once she's got her hands on it, my old lady, she put her filthy paws on it.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it, Pearlie? But at least we're in a country where we can just walk down to the supermarket and get some food, even if it is a little bit contaminated.
Well, thank God we're none of us starving.
How are you managing?
We're doing all right. We do the charity nights. We had a little one last week. We got a few people come down there. We got Adele.
Oh.
It weren't the real Adele. It was an Adele experience. She come right down, the girl. She looked like Adele. She's a fat lump. And she sung a Skyfall! Fantastic!
Thanks very much for your call.
Ta-da.
Okay, let's take another call now. We've got another regular. It's Early D.
Hey. Niceness.
You're ringing to talk about music.
The thing with music, yeah, is that, like, my next-door neighbours, right, they're really, really making me vex, you understand, yeah?
What are they doing? They're playing their music too loud.
I like that one. Niceness. I come back, yeah? I've been out with my dreads. We're chilling, innit? Everything's cool. Everything's airy. Next thing I know, the doorbell is ringing. Next door neighbour, innit? Can you please turn the music down? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Blood! It's the weekend, innit? I've been working. I'm chilling. I'm relaxing. That's what music is for.
Yeah, you've got to have consideration for your neighbours, haven't you?
When you're in your coffin, you've got long time for quiet, innit? But when you're chilling out on a weekend, you don't want people coming to your door. I get vexed.
Well, how loud do you play your music?
Loud. I play it loud till it nearly blow up the house, blood. I want my music to rattle my bones till my eyeball is going to drop out my socket. That's how I like it, or I can't hear it.
So what if your neighbour doesn't want their eyeballs to fall out their sockets?
Well, they got to deal with it, blood. It's like somebody on Radio 4, yeah, playing their music loud in their documentary, and then someone on Radio 3 saying, turn it down. You know, I want to listen to Brahms. I can't hear my Brahms or whatever. The man from Radio 4, I have to say, shut up, man. I'm playing my documentary music loud as I want, innit?
It's not really the same. You can't
it's
really...
It's exactly the same dread, right? They look like if I was listening to a documentary, something to do with hysterectomy.
Yeah.
I want to feel my world shaking. I want to feel the vibration. I want to feel it loud. I want to feel the reality of what it's chatting to me about, innit?
It can be annoying. I've got noisy neighbours and it's very irritating.
It's not nice, blood.
Okay, here's the thing, right? Why not get headphones?
It's not the same dread.
Why not?
But it won't shake the wall, innit?
Okay, why not get...
It's got to shake the wall, shake the floor. Everything's got to be vibrating.
Okay, why not put your headphones on and sit in a washing machine?
I like that one, innit?
Don't get too excited, though, eh?
Niceness.
Thanks for your call. Okay, you're listening to Down the Line with me, Gary Bellamy, and next, we've got Graham Downs.
Hello, Gary.
Hi, Graham. So, I presume you're ringing in to talk about food.
I'm actually ringing in. I can't say that word no more. Ringing. I'm actually ringing in. I put an extra syllable in as well, and I've got all the letters all jumbled. I'm actually just ringing in because I recently got on a diet, Gary.
Oh, what's made you want to do that?
I think it's the legacy of the Olympics. Mm. I just thought, come on, Graham. The sugar puff actually is not your friend, it's your enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, I've been on the older, you know, like the protein shakes and
yes.
Shake, rattle and roll. All the shake and vac and all that, you know. So, yeah. I drink the shake, she does the vac. All right, Mum. Anyway, she can't hear me at the moment.
But, Graham, you won't be the man you are now.
I'll be twice the man I am, even though I'll be half the size. You do the math.
Are you doing any specific diets, like, I don't know, the Atkins diet or the caveman diet or the fast diet?
Well, it's the Downs diet.
The Downs diet.
It basically says cut out the sugar puffs, cut out the sweets, cut out the bread, cut out the potatoes, cut out the cakes, cut out the croissants, cut out the fizzy drinks.
What can you eat?
Fish.
Fresh fish.
Fish.
But this diet, surely you have a little cheeky Mars bar every now and again.
Have you noticed, Gary, if you say cheeky in front of something, people think it's okay. Or shall we have a cheeky glass of wine, or a cheeky little fag, or a cheeky Chelsea bun? Or just a cheeky punch in the face? Well, oh, it's just a cheeky little rape, you know what I mean? Or a cheeky murder. Oh, how about a cheeky bit of genocide?
Yeah. You know what, Graham?
Yeah?
This is what I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah?
If you manage to lose that weight, okay, and you can get out of bed,
yeah,
get mobile, I want you to come straight down to the radio studio, I'll meet you outside,
right,
and I'll take you for a cheeky pint. I mean it.
Oh, that'd be...
Is that a deal, Graham?
Oh, I'd love that. I mean, we'll have a cheeky night out.
Well, listen, I promise, we'll do that. You just get losing that weight and get mobile, okay?
I'm on it straight away. I'm wiggling my arms and legs even now.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello, it's Martin Boner. I'm ringing in to talk about food and what goes into it.
What goes into it, then?
Well, everything goes into it. It always has done. It's absolutely ludicrous, this obsession with scrutinising too closely what goes into our food. Otto von Bismarck famously said, "Laws are like sausages. It is better not to see them being made."
Ah.
Now, we in Britain, we love a traditional, old-fashioned pink banger, don't we?
We do.
They're full of all sorts of bits and bobs.
What about the ones that say 99% pork?
Nobody really likes those posh ones you get in the supermarkets. You've made with, I don't know, venison, apricots and snowdrops or something.
Yeah.
You know what goes into them. They're dull. What we love is the taste of a traditional banger made of nostrils and such like. You know, if one did DNA testing on every banger one ate, you know, you'd never eat another thing.
No.
But the thing is, we like them. We like the taste of them. It doesn't do us any harm.
I suppose what it is people don't... OK, if you eat a pork sausage, at least whatever the nostrils come from the cow...
Yes, indeed. It probably is the nostril of a cow, along with the gallbladder of a sheep, the kneecaps of a chicken and the rectum of a horse.
Yes, but I still don't like the idea of eating the rectum of a horse.
Well, my father was a prisoner of war, the Japanese. He'd have killed for the rectum of a horse.
Well, thanks for your call, and, yes, open my eyes. This is Down the Line, and we're talking about what's in your food. And if you want to join in the conversation, give us a call on 0808 157 0000. All the zeros. OK, hello. Who's there?
Hello, this is Archibald.
Hello.
I just wanted to take the opportunity to share with your listeners the idea of love and fellowship throughout mankind, you know?
Lovely.
Because I think, I don't know if you've heard, have you heard the good news?
What good news?
The good news that the Saviour, our Lord Jesus Christ, is amongst us and spreading his word of love.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, you must open your eyes and make yourself aware of what is going on. We are living in troubled times.
Mm.
Horse-contaminating food.
Mm.
Duchess has been pictured on beach, partly naked.
Yeah.
The Pope has now come to resignate.
That's right.
Now the ironing lady has passed on.
Mm.
There is boom, boom, boom on top of boom.
Terrorism,
and I would
yes.
say to you, my friend, yeah. and all your listeners.
I know it's coming.
Are you aware of the story of the Arsemans?
Sorry.
Let's try to educate you for one thing. Are you aware of the Arsemans?
I am aware... Sorry, I'm aware of the horsemans, yes.
These are the indicators of the four arsemans of the apocalypse approaching.
Yes.
The four arsemen, as been said in Revelation, they are bringing a resounding thunder as foretold in that book. Mm. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, as he cast the sinners into fire and brimstone of eternal damnation.
When can we expect this apocalypse?
The apocalypse, that's right. The apocalypse is approaching.
Today, tomorrow?
I am spreading love and the message of the Lord.
End of the year?
And you are consuming yourself and attending to things like timetable. It is timeless. It is timeless. There is no today, tomorrow, whatever.
What constitutes as a sin, my friend?
Coveting.
Coveting what?
Coveting. coveting and fleshly pursuit.
A fleshly pursuit.
I do not have fleshly pursuit and indulgence.
Things I see myself as quite a decent chap, really. You know, I open the doors for ladies. I help people up the stairs with their bags. I'm a good guy. Do I have to worry about these horsemen?
They're four ass men.
Are they coming for me?
The ass mans are coming. Do not be an idiot. The ass mans are coming. The ass mans are at the door.
Mm.
They're bringing famine, pestilence, fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
You yourself, you are a good man and you will be saved.
Oh, thank you.
But please, I'm begging you, spread the word. Spread the word to your listeners.
I am listening and I am spreading the word on all the important topics of the day. And if you want to get involved, you can Twitter me at Gary Bellamy DTL. OK, let's take another call. Who's there?
May.
Hello, May. What are you reading to talk about?
Food.
Yes.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Food I like is food that is simple to say.
Simple to say? Not
bread.
Bread, yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Jam.
Jam's very simple.
Marge.
Yeah.
Tea.
Tea.
Stew.
Yeah.
Veg.
Mm. Fruit.
Spuds.
Yeah, spuds.
Toast.
So you want to eat spaghetti?
No.
Or macaroni?
No.
Tiramisu salata? That's a minefield, isn't it, for you?
Sauce.
Yeah.
Mash. Peas.
Do you ever go beyond one syllable in any of your foods?
No.
No. So you want to eat a syllabub?
No.
Pig?
Pork.
Horse?
Yes. See, if I can say it quickly, I trust it.
Okay.
Tongue, pie, spam, greens.
Here's one for you. Would you eat calamari?
No.
Squid? That's simple.
I have that.
So you'd eat squid, but you wouldn't eat calamari?
Yeah, that's correct.
Gotcha.
If you can say it.
Thanks very much
quickly.
For your call, but I think I've got you now, okay?
Eggs, peas.
Thanks for your call.
Brains.
Okay, you're listening to Down the Line here on Radio 4, and, oh, we've got Chris Nibbs on the phone. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, Chris Nibbs.
Christopher Nibbs, Nibbsy.
The Nibster.
What's your point, love?
You had the fella on earlier who was talking about the imminent arrival of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
That's right.
Yeah, death, famine, pestilence, and,
myrrh.
What's the other one?
Oh, what is the other one?
Anyway, that's not the point, but the point that Nibbs wants to make, Gary,
yeah,
is that I think the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse have already arrived, but they proved to be fairly ineffectual. In fact, I think I found one of them in my supermarket brand beef lasagna last night. there were definite traces. I think it was probably death.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, Nibbsy, I'm still trying to think what the fourth Horseman of the Apocalypse is.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Well, I mean, the thing is, once you've got death, you don't really need the three others, do you? He kind of trumps the lot. Because the others are just a kind of lead-up to it. So you kind of think, he probably used to get a bit cheesed off. Think, what are the other three coming along for? I'm death.
Yeah.
I'll sort everything out that needs sorting. So you think, you know, why have we got pestilence and...
Hang on, so what's the other one?
I had him before.
Yeah.
What,
no?
No, the Nibs is stumped.
No.
Nibs, he should have done his homework.
Does anyone else know if you could ring in? Because we are completely baffled.
See you then, gal.
Cheers, boy. See you later.
Ta-da.
Maybe if you know who the four horsemen of the apocalypse are, you could give us a ring on 0808 157 0000.
We could just Google it, Gary.
Don't say that, Matt. This whole edifice will come crashing down. We might as well Google the whole show. Right. More calls. Hello, I've got Chuck Perry on the line. Hi, Chuck.
Hello, Gal, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
I mean, I'm not a racehorsist, but... do you get it? I'm not a racehorsist, but... Guess what we had for dinner last night? Sugar! I'll have a cup of tea, two Shergars. Ooh.
Well, maybe Shergar is the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. We're talking about food and what's in our food today, and we've got David on the line. What's your point, David?
Can you get biscuits in Africa?
I'm pretty sure...
My mate's going out now.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Okay, down the line, Humphrey Milner, hello.
Yes, hello there, Gary. I'm calling in your topic on music.
Yes.
I love music, and I'm quite happy to have music playing on things, but I'm afraid I actually can't listen to it.
Why?
Anymore. Well, I first became aware of the problem. I was at the Royal Festival Hall. They were playing a piece by Sir Granville Bantock.
Who?
Sir Granville Bantock.
Who?
Sir Granville Bantock.
Who?
Sir Granville Bantock.
Yeah.
The Hebridean Symphony. Mm. But about 5 minutes into the piece, I heard this... And I turned to the man next to me and I said, for goodness sake, man, turn that thing off. This is bloody phone noise going. And he looked at me, gave me a look, and the orchestra obviously carried on playing. They didn't stop for me. But the same thing happened.
Yes.
This man next to me. And I lost my temper with him. And I said, look, for goodness sake, just if you want to make a phone call, just go outside and make it. And he looked at me like I'm an absolute madman. It turned out he didn't have his phone on at all. It was my tinnitus, you see.
Oh.
They're playing up. And there's a certain frequencies of the, I think it's the string section and the higher end of the brass section. Mm. It just causes this irritating noise. And I can't listen to music anymore. It's a great avenue of pleasure closed to me.
Yeah. Have you seen a doctor about this? Or an ear specialist?
Well, there's nothing they could do about it. Gary's just part of old age. And
no.
Oh, gosh, look, I'm getting it now, just talking to you, Gary. That's never happened before.
No, Humphrey, I think actually that is your phone ringing.
Who is it? I do apologise. I'm just trying to find the damn thing. There we are. Is that better? Oh, no, I can still hear it.
No, I can't hear that.
It's just in my head, is it? Okay.
Well, that's very sad, Humphrey. That must be very distressing for you. I thought tinnitus was actually tinnitus until recently. Someone corrected me. Interesting. So we're talking about food. What is in our food? We don't know anymore. Is it a horse? Is it a fox? Is it a badger? I don't know. Who's on the line? Hello.
Mr. Khan here, Kumoto Luda.
Mr. Khan!
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Gary, I'm not surprised at all with all this talk about beef, horse. You have to be very careful. You should all eat halal food. Halal food is very... And this is the other thing I heard. It's this thing about there is... the food they've been serving in the prisons, yes?
That's
is not
right.
Halal. It's not
no,
halal.
They found
but
pork
this,
traces,
this,
haven't
for the,
they?
For the Muslims. But this is wrong, Gary. This is very wrong. I tell you why. Because there's no Muslims in prison.
Sure about that?
There's no Muslims in prison.
Right. I think there are a few. I mean, there's a few.
We've talked about this before, Gary. How can they be Muslims in prison when the Muslims don't do the crime? If a man breaks the law, he's no longer a Muslim.
He's struck off.
So serve them the horse meat.
Do you worry about what you give your children for dinner? Do you look at the back of the packaging and think, oh, no, E numbers?
The only number I'm looking for is price.
Yeah.
99p. You know?
Thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
Now, whilst I've been taking calls, Matt, my producer, has knocked me up a new ringtone. So I'll just... turn on my phone and have a listen. I like that. Yeah. Let's go to another call now. Hi, Julius.
Greetings. Can I have a little chat with you about the subject of music?
Yes.
I agree with the statement that there's such a cacophony of noise the whole time. All the time, you cannot go anywhere at all. I live quite near Wembley.
Yes.
They have a concert venue there. There's constant music playing there. Noise.
But that's a designated venue for music, though, isn't it?
Why can't they, in the concert venue, why can't they have horses doing tricks or something for the family?
Horses doing tricks?
Something like that, to entertain the whole family.
True.
Or even in the pub. Yeah. Why can't they have a magic show?
Why not? I mean, I'd love to see a magic show in a pub.
Have a magic show, and then you can have some horses dancing.
They still make a noise.
Well, no, it's not a constant cacophony of sound. I'll give you an example. I went into the stereo shop.
Yes.
I wanted to get, a multi sound system recording center. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a hi-fi.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. That I could have it in my living room.
Yeah.
The fellow started up the thing. My God, please forgive me, give me strength and breath. The fellow nearly blew my socks out of the shop with the sound and noise they're making. Eh? Oh, I said, no, I don't want that. It's making too much commotion.
Yes, but...
That's what we are living in. We got too much accustomed to noise. Isn't something lovely? about silence?
Oh, I agree. Silence, as they say, is golden.
I mean, listen to the silence now.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. Sorry. I forgot to turn my phone off when I was playing with my new ringtone. Hello? Yeah. Look. I can't talk right now. I'm on the air. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Okay. Can't you sort it out? Well, yeah. I'll get him on the way home. That was Michaela there. We've run out of nappies. Okay. Let's take another call. Hello there.
Hello, I like calling about Four Horsemen Apocalypse.
That's right, yes. Do you know what the fourth one is?
I always had it down as five.
Five.
Panic, hate, malevolence, greed, slime.
Slime.
And lust makes six.
You're just thinking of the seven deadly sins.
Am I?
What are they?
Pride, sloth, envy.
Greed.
Greed.
Pride.
Magic.
No.
You're putting me off. Be quiet now. Let me go.
Yeah. I'm in charge here. Don't you tell me what to do. Okay. Seven deadly sins. Go.
I'll do it straight off, right? Don't button. Pride, sloth, envy, greed, magic, fear, and danger.
Magic, fear, and danger aren't deadly sins.
I think what you'll find it is, if you go right back to the Bible,
yes,
it goes back to the seven horsemen of the apocalypse riding in with the seven horses.
Okay, well...
Pride, lust, sloth, panic, greed, malevolence, and slime.
Happy, grumpy, doc, bastral, dopey, dozy, beaky, mick, and titch.
Now, why would I call in and let you take the mickey out of me?
I'm not taking the mickey. Well, you've made something that was slightly obscure, completely impossible, but never mind, thanks very much for your call. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Let's not do that anymore. Let's not ring in about the horsemen. We've kind of come to the end of that one. They'll be coming for me next. My next call, who's there? Hello.
Hello!
Hi.
I know who the four horsemen of the apocalypse are.
Who are they?
Frankie Dettori. Noel Edmonds. A man called John, who you don't know. And Wookiee!
You took...
Wookiee!
Wookiee, what, from Star Wars?
No, Ricky from EastEnders, you know, Ricky!
Thanks for
Ricky! Yeah. Oh, Bianca, Ricky!
Yes, thank you for that call. Very funny. Matt, can we just Google who the four horsemen of the apocalypse are? Thank you. Got a tweet here from someone saying, really loving the show. I especially like the silence. Can we have a little bit more? In fact, can you shut up? That's good. We've got another tweet here, and it's, similar thing. In fact, there's quite a few. Let's go back to the phones.
Hello, Gary. It's Mikos here.
Hello, Mikos.
I'm very concerned, Gary.
Oh.
And I've got a little compunction about all the bad publicity with regard to the meat.
Yes.
People saying there's horse meat in every food now.
Yes.
I just want to reassure my customers and anyone, if you want to come there, Gary, I can assure you that we've not put any horse in there.
No, but it's where it comes from. You don't know, you don't actually make the kebab meat yourself, do you? You buy it in, do you?
No, but I can guarantee there's never been one whore put in our meat.
No. Horse.
No horse.
No.
Horse. No horse.
No.
Horse. No. Hello. You looking for a good time, horse?
No.
You mean clippity-cloppity horse?
Well, there wouldn't be...
Well, there might have been some horse in my food. Yeah, maybe. But never any horse.
No.
Mind you, there was a couple of horses in the shop last night. They were very nice, I say, Gary. Don't tell my wife.
Thank you there, Mikos. Puts a whole new slant on the idea of a doner kebab. Four horsemen of the apocalypse, pestilence, war, famine, death. And we have time for one last call on Down the Line tonight. Hi there.
Good day, sir. Apropos of your strand on food, the other morning I got up, I cooked and ate 10 rashers of bacon, 10 sausages, 10 eggs, a large portion of beans, 10 black puddings, 10 tomatoes, 10 waffles, 10 hash browns, and 10 chips. I had 10 cups of coffee, 10 slices of toast. I then had sex 10 times, went out for a 10-mile run. Beat that.
Right. Down the Line starred Rhys Thomas as Gary Bellamy with Amelia Bullmore, Simon Day, Felix Dexter, Charlie Higson, Lucy Montgomery, Adil Ray, Robert Popper and Paul Whitehouse. Down the Line was produced by Charlie Higson and Paul Whitehouse at Down the Line Productions for BBC Radio 4.
Anon comes Mrs. Nip to see my wife, and I spend all evening talking to this baggage.
London's most famous diarist returns to BBC Radio 4.
Do you enjoy the company of the other players, Mrs. Nip?
Yes, but we all comment on the number of plays that are given over to women dressing as men.
Starring Chris Marshall and Sophie Thompson.
We all know it is so gentlemen can see the shape and cut of our legs.
The Diary of Samuel Pepys.
Really? That had never occurred to me.
You are blushing, Mr. Pepys.
Next Monday to Friday at 10:45.